the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we've written some thank you notes to some of the people we don't always take the time to appreciate. Now, we have said some nice things about our husbands in our Mamas on Magic segments, but I think they probably deserve a little extra, don't you?
Yes. I think they need to be thanked as much as possible because we really don't know what we'd do without them. Gwen, you can start.
Okay. Dear husband, thank you for making us laugh. In a house full of kids and pets, laughter is a survival skill, and you get funnier every year.
Dear husband, thank you for listening so patient to me early Monday morning when I was going on and on about how overwhelmed I was and how worried I was about X, Y, and Z. You didn't try to fix it, you just listened, and I needed that.
Oh, that was good. Husbands tend to feel helpless in those situations and want to be fixers. Sometimes a girl just needs to get it off her chest. So here's another thank you note to Tom. Dear husband, thanks for dealing with some of those things that I hate, like the taxes and killing the spiders and cleaning up after a pukey kid. That means a lot.
Or dog.
Exactly.
Dear husband, thank you for being such a hands-on dad. You genuinely like hanging out with our kid, and that knowledge will stick with her long after she moves out of our house. I appreciate how you make both of us laugh and all our inside jokes. You are a rock star dad.
If you'd like to give a shout-out to your husband, find us on Facebook and tell him today. That's nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.